The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
I'm Ms. Jenga.
I'm Freckles.
I'm Captain Jack with Welcome. Some color commentary.
Welcome to the O-Face Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about Lifestyle 101.
Lifestyle 101.
Yeah, we realized that we didn't really cover this. We've been kind of touching on it here and there. And it's like, here's the comprehensive guide.
We've dropped a couple knowledge bombs there left and right.
Few.
Really,
few
this
here
is
going to
be tips and tricks for swingers and swingles.
Swingles, yeah. Ugh,
I can't believe I just said swingles. Jesus fuck.
It sounds like a makeup case for prepubescent girls. Swingles.
It's a swingle. It's an add-on to your caboodle.
Yeah. Anyway.
How big's your caboodle?
Big enough, Freckles. Big enough.
Magnum.
Magnum caboodle. Magnum caboodle. All right.
What you got to drink there for us, Freckles?
Tonight, for this podcast taping, we are going to be drinking a Rusty Irishman.
Ah, last week it's we had variation. The Rusty Nail.
Correct.
A theme lately here.
Yeah, well, you know,
so the Rusty
simple
Nail
drinks.
Can be made with bourbon or with
Scotch.
Rye. Scotch, I think
Scotch
is something
generally.
Else.
No,
Scotch?
It's Rusty Nails.
No.
Yeah.
All right, well,
Scotch
I
and
like
Drambuie.
It with bourbon.
Bourbon is fine. Bourbon is
and
probably actually
you,
has a different name than
what
Rusty.
What you got?
So this is a Rusty Irishman. This is just what I called because I wasn't liking Scotch at the time, so I started drinking Irish whiskey and Drambuie. And unlike last week when the float was poured on the bottom of the glass for mix, I'm going to pour the float on the top so you get a little bit more of the orange.
That's what a floater is.
That is what a float, yeah. Okay. It is, yeah. So now I know a couple weeks ago, Captain Jack, you did not like the float of dark rum on the top of the Mai Tai.
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite drink. I blame you.
All right, that's fine. That's, you know, not everything is going to be great. Not everything is going to be to your taste, to your liking. But you know what? I like it, so shut the fuck up.
You put way more Drambuie in yours than I do in mine.
That's true.
I put like a couple drops. Like I whiff the glass with the Drambuie.
But it's not Martini. It's not. It's not vermouth. You want to get some Drambuie flavor in there.
All right. That's fair.
Cheers.
Here's to you. Those Slanger. Like you. Damn few left.
There you go.
So Drambuie is made out of what?
It's an ancient recipe. Passed down from generation to generation.
So it's honey.
It's honey and scotch and a couple other things.
Hmm.
And they've been making it the same way since.
This is interesting. It almost has kind of a licorice flavor.
A scotch and scotch drink.
Mm-hmm.
Double scotch.
Yeah, so it's a liqueur made from scotch and some orange flavor. It's kind of like
and honey.
Kind of like Scottish orange liqueur.
Scottish fireball.
Scottish fireball. Fuck you. I break out the Scottish mutt a lot.
Maybe
fuck
we can
you.
Get the hate mail.
Let's not
I hope so. That'd be
Let's
great.
Let's never drink fireball here.
But we will never drink fireball here.
Thank you.
Because you don't mix it with it. Well, maybe if we drank
could.
Angry Balls.
Okay.
Angry
There's
balls.
Also
gonna,
the Dragon Ball.
Because you know what? I'd like to actually make it all the way through the podcast when we're drinking. I do like that. That's nice. We've been able to do that so far. Angry Balls just, it's fucking
I liked
Kool-Aid
our name for it better. It's Teacher's Pet. It's
that was
hard,
a good
hard
name for
cider
it.
And,
yeah.
and Fireball, and they yeah. turned it into Angry Balls, but I like Teacher's Pet better. Get it? The apple for the teacher. You put Fireball in it, and then you're her pet. Yeah, there you
go.
Nice. I'm hot for teacher.
Hot for teacher.
You got it bad, bad, bad.
So what do we want to start with?
Well,
because I got my eyelashes fucked off this week.
In a sixum.
In a sixum.
Whoa, shit. Seriously?
Out in public. Remember what we were talking about last week?
You expanded your... expanded your boundaries again?
Was it on purpose? It just happened that way.
Shit like that happens sometimes. Right. At the club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do describe. This is...
Okay,
we're going into stories right away. We're starting with stories.
All right, yeah. Husbang.
husband.
His new squeeze.
Oh, yes. Lovely lady.
Her husband came back for the weekend.
Yeah, I did see him. Yes, yeah, he was there.
He's got an out-of-state contract. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Mr. Freckles over there.
It's good to see him.
Taking care of the lady. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Fun to play board games with, too.
Fun to play with, just period.
Yeah, you didn't even
see it. See it. We played with him before.
Finish that sentence.
Yeah. We've played with him before. They're cool.
And then one, actually, the first guy that I played with solo without husband there,
mm-hmm.
And his lovely wife, which is one of my favorite ladies to play with.
Yes.
And we
she is fun.
We had our holiday party at New Horizons, mm-hmm. and it was awesome.
I missed that party.
I'm sorry. Mm. Well, there was Naughty Santa and Mrs. Claus. You know,
Naughty Santa was particularly naughty.
And really?
Cranky. Oh, yes. He was cranky.
It was cranky. Was that suit a little hot?
Fuck.
Was he a member?
What suit?
What suit?
Santa? Was he a member? Yeah, Santa? The Santa?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He had a member.
Member of the club.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't recognize who it was.
Did that really go over your head?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
No, I saw a few pictures because there were some professional.
It was him.
Really? No shit.
Yeah, no shit. It was me. Cranky Santa.
Bad Santa.
Oh, my God.
In all respects.
I did not look at those pictures that close.
It's really hard to tell. It's really hard to tell.
Well,
there's been a lot of people who are like, no, that's not. And even in the suit, people are like, who is that in there?
Well played.
I'm not telling.
Well played, Freckles.
Ho, 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 ho.
Then we had our naughty elf.
Yep.
And Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus.
I was Mrs. Claus.
I saw you in it.
Mm. Yeah. She's hard not to recognize.
Yes.
I got the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Girls were out there front and center.
Was our club manager dressed up? I'm assuming.
He was our naughty elf.
He was the naughty elf.
Good. Yeah, that's one of his annual punishments.
Yes. That's awesome.
I know, right?
So cool.
He's doing Cupid again for us, too.
That might be better than Leprechaun.
Leprechaun is awesome, but it's pretty expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I got my eyelashes fucked off.
All right, cool.
So, yeah. I know the two couples. I wear a lot of drag, and I've been told by drag queens that yes, I can call it drag because it's big hair, big makeup, lots of fucking glitter,
mm-hmm.
loud mouth, big tits.
Women can wear drag.
Apparently okay. so. Yeah. I was told, you know, what do I call this? Do I like I'm showgirl mode? Oh, honey, you're so in drag. Yeah, so nice. I've embraced it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a drag queen that doesn't have to tuck and tape. That's right.
Perfect.
So
I love you so much.
I've got the big fucking eyelashes on.
Yeah.
All
big
the makeup.
Ones too. They were
yeah. They were like triple
with feathers and butterflies and shit flying off of them and stuff.
Yeah, and I went with like fucking naughty ass Mrs. Claus this year with the ripped stockings and like the rock and roll hair. And,
yeah,
like I'm gonna fuck you up kind of vibe.
Awesome.
Yeah. Everybody thinks
again,
Mrs.
too
Claus
many words
is
in that
like
sentence.
Hanging
I'm fuck
around,
you.
Hanging around, making cookies and shit. No.
Yeah, no.
She's here to kick some ass.
Right.
Well, she makes the naughty sex toys.
Somebody's got to keep the doors open the other 364 days.
Right. anyway, so we have fun creating these characters and whatever. So I'm doing the naughty Mrs. Claus thing and the husband of said play partner wanted to have a good homecoming. So I'm a hostess. I'll help out with that.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll make that happen. There was some Hitachi action. Everybody moving around like it was musical chairs, musical dicks, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So we know the two couples. What was the third couple? You said
us.
Six.
Us.
Us.
That's six people.
Six people.
I'm not doing math right then.
No, nope. You're not.
No.
So
you counted
two
to eight.
Plus two plus two.
Two, that your play partner and her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the couple that I first played with, I played with the
wait, they were on the podcast.
Explain that.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Rotten and Dee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my
exactly.
God. That's going to get crazy right there.
Yeah.
Johnny Rotten and Dee. Any playtime with them gets...
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yes.
It gets fun.
They are fun.
There you go.
So it was
go
hot
on, dude. Go on. We're starting right away
and,
with this.
And we all started out as... paired partners, so everybody was with their significant other, and kind of getting it on, making it a little frisky.
5 minutes?
5-10 minutes, just till everybody got loosened up a little bit. And then, like, we switched with D and Johnny Rotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were established partners. We've all played together before, and lots of fun. And then they, you know.
It's tough not having nicknames for the third couple.
Johnny Rotten likes to pin people down and do his thing. So it was,
he's a bit of a dom.
Yeah. Which
he's
is
a
great.
Service. He's a service top.
He's a service tom. Yeah. And we were in the big open area in the red room. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Ah, there's the boundary expansion.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
That's her. That's who we're talking
about. All right. I can. Yeah.
I will
fuck
ask.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's it's
fine.
Already
for
done.
This episode.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica.
Yeah. Who shot JR?
Oh, boom.
You did.
All right.
So this is in one of the pits. Awesome.
No, it was in the red room.
In the red room.
So
you know, the step
beds.
The low.
Yeah, the low
room.
Section.
Yeah,
yeah,
where
yeah,
there's
yeah.
good
across
lighting.
Oh,
like,
I've had some good times there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a ring of fire around it. There's some, yeah. fucking, there's some fucking elevated beds around. What are you shaking your head? Why are you shaking your head? Should I not say ring of fire in relation to an adult social club?
I can tell you're uncomfortable. I really, just talking about this.
Did you not notice the people that were up in the crow's nest?
I adored everybody.
It was so awesome.
It
was so awesome.
I don't want to hear it.
I'll tell you about my anxiety that came up later, and that'll be fine. No, actually, I had a very, very...
I was just closing my eyes and dreaming of England.
I had a very good experience during that sixsome, but I had one negative experience during that sixsome. So please continue with yours.
Because the sixsome turned into an eightsome.
For just
Whoa,
a short time.
Right?
Oh, just
Seriously.
A short, just long enough to be nope.
Some passersby that were admiring.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so he was doing the Spider-Man with the Hitachi and the, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what Johnny Rotten likes to do.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fun. Good times.
That's where I learned it from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that happened. I figured that one out on my own.
You're brilliant.
You know what? Everybody does it different, Smart. Though. And
it's true.
It can evoke different sensations and different...
That's true.
Reactions, interactions, yeah. whatever.
I know when I'm getting my G-spot stimulated, the Spider-Man... I don't know what I'm talking about.
My vagina is a flower.
So is mine.
Never call it a flower, please. Ever.
Why?
Yeah, so...
It's too cute that way. I want to be naughty.
So I'm being held down and, like, had the Hitachi on my clip.
How many people holding you down?
Well, the girls were both making
Johnny
out with
Rotten,
me.
And then, yeah, then it was the girls were there.
Tag teaming me,
yeah.
which is fun.
Yeah.
And then I guess you guys were just watching.
A little bit.
Apparently, like everyone else...
Right.
Did I mention I don't like being
I was playing with Jessica.
Next time, just
I was
throw
playing,
that blindfold
I was,
on.
Hey,
you won't even know they're there.
While,
I closed my eyes.
Miss Rabbit was on your tit. I was playing with her.
Good.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how that was. I wasn't
it's
just
all
watching.
All right.
I was doing stuff.
Good. I'm glad.
Making things happen.
Good. Let's just keep it that way.
Doing it. Working on it. I know your proclivity for not being entertaining. I get it. That's why I was doing stuff.
Yeah, it's just, it's the whole, like, I have my stage, and then I have my private life, and my private life is private, and the club is expanding
Not
my boundaries.
No
I Dude, it's weird, because it's, like, most people would peg me as an exhibitionist, because I'm fucking loud
oh, certainly.
And obnoxious.
Well, Captain Jack had you pegged as an exhibitionist until last episode.
Yeah, no. Nope. Not
yeah, that's when I realized, it hit me, I've never seen you play.
Yeah, usually behind closed cubbies.
It's usually up. I just thought that was the partner that you're always with.
Nope. That's
that
me.
That was his preference.
Nope. That and people will just show up. Like, they'll just...
Hey,
and,
we saw you downstairs.
Well, yeah,
in front
being
of everybody,
on stage,
so let's put our dick in you.
You and your
Sprinkles.
Cohort, Sprinkles. Yeah, yeah definitely have
well,
a
we have
following.
To, yeah, we have to be careful, too, that people don't perceive us as, like, fucking us as status. You know, like fucking the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah, it happens, but you know, we're pretty wary of it and can pick up on it pretty quickly. Because it's like, you know, I'm not necessarily that person.
I met the two of you my first night there, and I quickly filed you in the untouchable file.
And a lot because of
how exposed
too.
You were.
Yeah.
Just because I no don't want to
shit
know,
the bed.
This is going to be a long con.
And here
I'm
we
still
are.
Working
and
it.
And here we
still
are a year later, and Captain Jack almost. Is still. And that is 14 and a half minutes into the show.
That's got to be a record.
Right? Right?
That is actually a record. Well done. Well done. Trophy goes back to you. You got to win it twice in a row in order to rename it. Right now, it's
shit.
The Jack Cup.
The Jack Cup.
The Jack, the Jack Cup. The Jack Cup.
The Jack Cup.
Jack Cup.
The Jack Cup or the Jack Up, whichever. So you want to call it the Jenga Bowl.
Who wants to spill the Jack's Cup?
You're going to have to win it twice in a row.
Smell the Jack's Cup. It smells like Halloween.
Spill.
Oh, so we had some friends that had t-shirts made that said they had a Jack-o'-lantern, and it was smells like Halloween because their dads would always put Jack Daniels in their coffee mugs and take them trick-or-treating. Right. So they always associated the smell of Jack Daniels with trick-or-treating.
Oh, that's a perfectly normal, perfectly right? healthy reaction to Halloween.
Totally.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah. So then, and I love Johnny Rotten, and he's super fun to play with, but he is also a dick. And
hey-o.
I was just about to come. And he takes the Hitachi off my clit and completely stops.
Asshole.
And my eyes.
Johnny,
got,
I know you're listening right now, boom. Asshole.
My eyes got big as saucers, and I sat halfway up, and I looked at him. I said, seriously? And he just starts cackling.
He laughed.
I said, you are a dick. You are such a fucking dick. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh.
Say that with all of love in my heart.
Right. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So he made me squirt and then we moved on.
Oh, you're yep. a squirter. Awesome.
Yeah. I.
Sort of. Mm-hmm. It's conditional.
Yeah. It's not every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's a totally different orgasm. And I'm, yeah.
you're not sure if you like it?
I don't know. And, well...
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that I've had that have been, like, earth-shaking.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, it's, like, feels like your whole fucking body goes numb, and then all of a sudden you come back, and it's, you know, rising from the grave kind of experience.
You're getting all flushed right now talking about this.
Yeah.
It's also warm in here. Can you turn the heater down? Like,
it's
to...
all right. It's fine.
okay.
It's just me. And then there's sometimes where it's like, oh, what? I just squirted? What happened there?
What happened? Whoa, why is everything wet?
Yeah. And I know there's some women that like, once they start squirting and that becomes like a thing
like
with their orgasms, 20
seconds
then
they can do it.
Yeah. Over but then that's like their thing and they get freaked out to have orgasms elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like it just can't happen in the car. Because they'll squirt all over the place or.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of it's mental.
Which I know that you guys deal with that all the time, you know.
Squirting all over the car? Mm. Yep.
Jizz all
every
over the place.
Every fucking day in traffic. Crazy town.
You like ride the bus.
Commute. I do. It's fucking the bus. The guys on the bus are like, dude.
The wheels on
dude.
The bus go round and round.
Splash zone.
It's like a Gallagher comedy show up in here. You put that watermelon away.
Hey, everybody. The second show gets a little blue.
My God.
Yep.
So then we switched again. We played musical dicks.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. So then I was playing with...
Jessica's husband.
Who would that be?
I don't know. We got to come up with there. A second nickname.
Dick Tracy.
Game Boy.
Dick Tracy.
Game Boy.
Game Boy.
I don't think we want to call him Roger Rabbit.
No.
Game Boy?
Game Boy.
No. I don't know. We'll figure something out. It'll come to us. Don't think it's that.
Anyways, so that was a good night.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fun. That was the first time that me and her husband had played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was super successful and a lot of fun.
I have my story for today will actually involve the second session of playing. It's not. It's
where
not
I fell
really.
Asleep.
It's not. All right, fine. Spoiler alert. Queen. Spoiler alert of spoiler alert town. That's fine. I can tell it now.
Tell it now.
So yeah. So we went back up. We went back upstairs after snack. Shit, I don't know.
Oh,
I think
after midnight snack sex.
We missed midnight snack. actually. We came down and they had cooked a bunch of pizzas.
It was done.
There was like 72 something pizzas or something. I don't know what the hell was going on. And we came down and there was pineapple.
The fruit tray. it was pineapple and
some chips, which is fine. That was cool. I mean, we missed it. We came down at like...
It was like 12:30.
12:15.
Went that quick.
Oh, it went fast.
It was pizza, man.
It was packed. The fucking party was packed.
Yeah, we had like hopping. 200 people there.
Wow, 200, really? Yeah, it was hopping. It was amazing, yeah. And, you know, dancing, and people were down all night, and it was pretty cool. So, yeah, so we come down, and DJ. Then we're like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, so, we went back upstairs, and we got up in the big bunk in the red room, the top.
Yeah, there's a bunk that's like a king-size bed and a single bed attached to it.
At the top of the stairs?
Yeah.
Very top?
Yeah, no, in the red room itself.
Okay, in the red room.
At the right across from the frog chair, there's the big, and then the top.
Yeah, that one up there. Yeah.
We're like, got up, wasn't messed up. We're like, okay.
I think it fit 9 people up there one time.
Yeah. We only had we only had 4 in this iteration.
4.5 couples.
And we did a little, you know, did a little kind of regrouping and some couple stuff, and then kind of just flip-flop partners. And that was pretty fucking awesome as well. Oh, I didn't tell my negative story. I will get to that. Never mind.
There's some girl on and girl action too that happened.
There was. Okay.
As there should be.
So, and now here's the best part of this particular story because I'm going, well, it's not the best part. It's the second best part, but this is fucking hilarious for me. So can we tell this part with the loud noises that were coming from below? And who that was? All right. I haven't cleared it with them, so... Anyway, there were some competing noises from downstairs in the bunk, and it turned out that person knew who we were, so
intimately.
He was making some noises.
Intentionally.
He was having noises made by his date.
To freak his mom out.
Well, there we go. Okay. Oh, my mic's all fucked up. What's going on? Okay.
Oh, I get it now.
So, yeah. So...
There's a teaser.
So he was downstairs.
There's a big teaser.
Working on some screaming, working on some stuff. And we're like, fuck, all right, you know. And that kind of slowed down the action upstairs because somebody got a little like, come on, really? He's below us? I'm like, who the fuck cares? He's having fun. He's doing his thing. I'm like, and you guys can be fucking louder than that, right? Like, we don't know. Maybe we can. We're like, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. You two girls are going to get... One of you is going to lay down, the other is going to lay on top, all right? You're going to start making out, and I'm going to put a Hitachi in between your clits, and that is going to make for the screaming. And they're like, is that really going to work? I'm like, yes, it is. I've done all the math. You can see from my notes here on the chalkboard, on the whiteboard here, you can see I have properly done all the force vectors. And carried the one.
Place Hitachi A exactly. On clip B.
Exactly.
I've done the math, and you see here, ladies.
Yes, let me totally straighten my glasses for a moment, and let me tell you that the calculations
see
are
my calculator? See
yes.
My calculator?
How big
would
my calculator
like to fuck
is.
On my abacus?
Oh. So anyway. So yeah. we started that. Got the ladies together. Started making out, and popped the Hitachi in between their respective clits, and boom, screamer town.
Fire.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bam. And that actually brought out a let's get up into the hallway moment from below. Like, what the fuck is going on up there? Oh, God damn it. It's you guys. And wina. So that was fun. But then after that, then Miss Jenga and her new friend had
new?
Some more. Well,
I hadn't played with him
new
before.
Hadn't played with him before.
What?
Right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they got together again. And then
Jessica
they,
Rabbit's husband.
And oh, they, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They basically fucked each other to sleep.
That's
it was
nice.
So cute. Just aww, like last week. Just so it's a trend now. Boundary pushing and fucking to sleeping.
Yeah.
And Ms. Rabbit. Ms. Rabbit and I were on the other side of the bunk, and we were just giggling and laughing, and it was so much fun.
It's really hot in that bunk.
Yeah.
It was fucking hot upstairs and not
okay,
in a...
so that's...
Oh, so that's how I got my eyelashes fucked off. So it was so fucking hot and sweaty that they just started like coming off. And I'm on top. I'm on top of Jessica Rabbit's husband. And like, thank God he had his eyes closed because I'm like riding him and then like my eyelash falls off.
Oh, that's sexy.
Oh, shit. He's got a caterpillar. Where'd that caterpillar come from?
I was like, holy crap. Oh my God. I got to take the other one off.
That's hot.
Looks like a scene from Mommy
Dearest. I mean, it's
Dearest,
no it's no earring fucking, but still.
Yeah, you fucked people's earrings off all the time. We're always finding earrings. Oh, he must have been at it again.
There's freckles. There's freckles up in this business.
That sounds like a blast.
So the negative experience, and this can be taken as a warning, just to be sure that you know who you're playing with. So we're in the sixum. The first session, we're in the sixum, and there's this couple that kind of hangs out, that just comes over and hangs out on the bed, one of the slightly higher beds. And they're kind of playing with each other and stuff, and the dude is like, hey, you know, can we join you guys? Like, you know, no, it's, we're
going to jump in.
We got a thing, you know, so sorry.
And one of the boundaries that someone had set prior to that, and that was the other thing too, before we started it, there wasn't a lot of talk going on because we'd all pretty much played with each other before.
Yeah.
And then Jessica Rabbit's husband was like, you know, wanted a full swap and ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm down for that. That's fine. So there wasn't a lot of pre-negotiation, which with the way my evenings go at club, I don't necessarily have a lot of time to do. So by the time I'm done with my work, most people are upstairs or already at the tail end of their negotiations. Yeah. So,
including most, if not all of the people she wanted to play with on a general kind of regular basis.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Sad face.
So, you know, I tend to get to know people over time a little bit more and set stuff up in advance and that type of thing. So we're not untouchable. We just need to make advance plans.
Right, exactly.
You know, and then I have some regular play partners that are just like down for whatever. So they'll show up later in the evening or, you know, hang out until I'm done. Which is nice.
Yeah.
It's very generous. They don't have to do that. So
exactly. So
anyway,
we're playing, and then the guy's just like he's fucking his wife or partner, whatever, next to us, and he's like waving at me. I'm doing a thing. I'm busy. I'm having this over here. What do you want? And he's like, can my wife suck your cock? And I said, can she ask me? Would that be okay?
Yeah, no.
And she's like, I'm whatever. I'm like, I just need to know that you're okay with that because he's basically telling you to do something. I don't know, maybe that's your thing. It's not my thing. So are you cool with that? She's like, yeah, I'm fine, whatever. So I'm like, all right. So I'm turning a little bit and she's kind of at this weird angle and he's fucking her from behind.
Skewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of that. And I'm like, okay, into it, fine. Whatever, never met this person before, but hey, that's what we're doing. It's a swinging thing. Okay, great. And then, wait, what was that? Oh, ah, fuck. Wait, no. Okay, no teeth. Hey. And I'm like,
no teeth.
Just like
no
trying
teeth.
To get, because she's got her eyes closed. And I just tap her on the forehead. She opens her eyes. I'm like, chill on the teeth. She's like, oh, sorry. Okay, so keeps going a little bit more. And then the dude just starts wailing on her.
Yep.
And as he did, she just lost her. I mean, she wasn't losing her shit from getting fucked. She was like losing her shit from getting annoyed. Because you could see the look on her face and she's like, what the fuck is going on? And then all of a sudden, chomp, like, done, off, out, go. No.
Oh.
She was very apologetic. Oh.
See, reverse cowgirl.
However, yeah, I get it.
Reverse
I know.
Cowgirl.
I agreed with you. Just saying, in the moment, that can be.
Up
but
on
that
bunk,
side of
that can be kind of tricky.
Yeah,
that was.
Absolutely.
But this was down in the lower area.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah, this is down in the lower area before the.
You could totally like be riding a dude, reverse cowgirl, and have the other dude sitting up on the bunk, on the bed,
right.
Because there's a little step up there, and be sucking
that
his cock
work.
That way. That would totally work.
Right.
Because it's the right. Distance, whatever.
Yeah.
So that is why the spit roast is not a good position.
Right. Exactly. So we told you that story to talk about Lifestyle 101.
Well, then. Then.
Then? Oh.
You
guys were so cute when you were sleeping. Go on.
It's fucking tired.
You should have been.
So we had to go to LA the next day. So fortunately, mm-hmm. we did not have a blanket.
Yeah.
So we got cold and then woke up on time.
Right.
Otherwise, because we had a pretty early morning flight and had to finish packing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then once we got to LA, we went to another club.
Mm-hmm. In LA?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Sweet.
Yeah.
On a Sunday night?
Yeah. It was the one that was open that had a Sunday night event. And Freedom Acres,
mm-hmm.
really super nice people.
Club FA.
Club FA. Mm-hmm. And it's down a little bit south of LA. So I know that they don't disclose. Oh, north. Yeah. They know they don't disclose their exact location.
Exactly.
But they do have a website. And we got to meet the owner, Russ.
Yep.
Super nice guy. Gave us a tour and showed us around. They've got a great setup there. They've got two dance floors.
Mm-hmm.
Stripper poles and mirrors, and they've got like a dude that comes in and does body painting, and then they've got a whole separate play area that has private bunks in it and stuff, very similar to ours, a little bit different.
More monkey barsy kind of thing, a lot of more climbing involved.
Yeah, almost like
holes in the middle of the floor coming up with a ladder.
Jungle gym kind of places where it's like you crawl through spaces and there's
you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fun. And Sunday night, they do their club. So it's open mid-afternoon to mid-evening. And then
at 10 o'clock, they close and they reopen as an orgy play space.
Yeah, orgy play space. So their play spaces aren't open prior to that, I don't believe.
No. No, they're just having a Sunday.
Do they have a blackout room?
No.
Where it's totally black?
Totally, completely black.
I
you cannot see,
anything.
I've heard of them before. Mm-hmm. Consent is a little bit difficult in those rooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But no, I don't think they did.
Yeah. So, and we met some really cool single guys. And yeah, because they do unlimited singles on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big orgy play party. So, mm-hmm. But we weren't playing that night. We just wanted to go check out the club and stuff. So, but we'll go back and mm-hmm. there's some hot ladies there and some good looking dudes and.
Yeah.
Meet people.
Go with you. That'd be fun.
Yeah. All right. Be a blast.
I want to experience some of the clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we met the owner of Taboo as well and talked to him. And so it was definitely an interesting scenario because we've been to a couple clubs up in this area. And of course, you know, work at New Horizons. So I'm there all the time. And it definitely had more of a bar vibe for sure. Rather than, you know, dinner club and socializing.
Kind of like the one in Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean,
I don't know.
We'd have to go when it wasn't in full swing when we were there. So it was pretty much shut down for the night because we got there late just because we'd been traveling all day and didn't realize how far away it was from our hotel.
Yeah.
So we are definitely planning on a trip back. Yeah. So, but it was
nice. For
a
Friday or Saturday party.
Yeah. And they, you know, definitely took good care of their people and mm-hmm. have food out, a full bar. You bring in your own alcohol and, it was a good night. It's a good night.
It's pretty cool. And so. I think they have a lifetime membership available.
Yeah. We got the lifetime membership.
And your lifetime membership.
Yep.
Wow. Cool.
Yep. You get a little card.
Well, that's worth it right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So that was it.
Yeah. Let's see, current events. We played with two other couples last week.
Nice.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Up in the glow room, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Out in the open, which I kind of like. I'm kind of the opposite of you.
Yeah.
I like to be out in the open.
What do you like about it? Desensitize me.
The breeze.
I like the when breeze. If people stand and watch. It's typically because they want to be there and they want to watch. They want to stand. They want to see what's going on. And you are a part of that action.
Mm-hmm.
They want to watch you.
Mm-hmm.
You are titillating to them. Or at least
entertainment thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And it jumps right in there.
Yeah. I really get off on it.
Yeah.
Up to the point where they decide they want to be included, which can get really dicey. Typically, that's you know, not normally kosher unless we have previously talked to them or
with
had
you
communication
guys
with
particular.
Us in particular.
Because yeah. some people like that.
Yeah.
Some
and,
people like
Yeah. And there was actually, I was proud. I don't know if I've told this story, but I was pretty proud of my girlfriend. She made a new leap. She said no to somebody that, and she didn't feel comfortable. She was not comfortable, and she came out right and said, nope, sorry, not now.
Nice.
Nice.
Somebody that was watching us.
Awesome.
Came up and can we join? And yeah. she was the first, well, she was right there. They asked her. She said, not tonight, thank you. Usually good. She'd look to me and I'd be like, what's going on?
Right.
I wasn't paying attention. I was fucking.
Able to take it.
But yeah, and she was very proud of herself. And
she
believe it or not,
be.
That is a hard thing for people to do.
It is a hard
especially some
thing.
Women.
It's
yeah.
especially
hard thing.
Difficult for women,
well,
yes.
Women are conditioned in our current socio.
It's great 101 stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we're conditioned to be the people pleasers and accommodate and say yes and mm-hmm. do that whole thing. And it's not healthy necessarily.
Super proud.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Should be. Give her hugs. Give her
but
hugs
yeah,
for me.
So we had. We
high fives.
Played, awesome. Mental high five.
Yeah.
so yeah, we played with it. It was soft swapping. We didn't fully swap, but it was a lot of fun. There are people
what
that we.
What is the difference in that? What is the difference?
Soft
Let's talk
swap.
About lifestyle 101.
Sure.
Anyway, so you guys did a soft swap.
Soft swap, which is the general rule of soft swap is anything but intercourse.
Sure.
Yeah.
And intercourse can include?
Vaginal, anal. That's
and,
my
and oral.
Oral, but that's considered yeah. soft swap, in,
yeah.
at least in my
yeah,
mind.
I would be hard-pressed to figure out what we would do with a soft swap
just
if
making
oral,
out.
Oral wasn't it. Oh, okay.
Just making out.
Oh.
Maybe doing right. some naked touching.
Mm.
That
yeah,
can, that
that's
be
soft
a,
swap.
That okay. could be a huge. Well, yeah. That could be a huge deal for people. That can be a
heavy
huge
petting.
Step. Have I? Yeah, heavy petting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that night,
well,
even though
I
we had
I sit corrected,
we had previously full swapped with those people before. That
mm-hmm.
just worked out. We
yeah,
missed how it worked out that
swap,
night.
Yeah.
yeah,
a lot of soft swap does include oral.
Yes,
just mm-hmm.
yeah. That's been my general mm-hmm. experience.
And full swap is. I mean, my definition is. Cock in pussy.
Yeah.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Yes. Very blunt.
You? Yes.
Full penetration.
Full
it swap. Would be penetration.
Although
because
fingers,
there's,
like, I consider soft swap.
And some people may not.
Yeah.
So that's why it's really
True.
Important.
Good
to
have those definitions up front before you decide to go play.
Exactly.
Hence the negotiation.
Yes.
I don't like calling it negotiation.
But that's
what do you like calling it?
Definition.
Definition. Define your terms.
Yeah. Because it's not a negotiation. You have your limits.
Okay.
True enough. Yeah.
And there's no negotiating those. Yeah. Generally speaking, there's no negotiating those.
Yeah.
At least they shouldn't be negotiated at that point. You need to have that stuff figured out with your partner way ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
And do
yeah.
not
that's
slide
true.
Back.
That's
do
a good
not
point.
Change
that's
the rules
point.
In the middle of things. That's just going to lead to problems.
Definitely. Good tip there.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yes.
No, not negotiation. I don't like that anymore.
That makes right. sense. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's because it is. It's let's define our terms and talk about our boundaries.
Yeah.
So what are some basic terms that you guys think that people should know? There's of course, the full swap, soft swap.
Mm-hmm.
Soft swap is typically anything but penetration. And again, define penetration for yourself. If that means no digits in the dingle, then no digits in the dingle.
No digits in the dingle.
Yeah.
Define dingle.
Define dingle.
I think one definition needs to be brought up is unicorn.
Okay.
I still find it surprising when I run across people at the club.
Mm-hmm.
What's a unicorn?
Yeah.
It's
like
a
I
magical
wore,
creature.
I wore
just
my,
rainbows.
My missing unicorn shirt one mm-hmm. night, t-shirt. And it's just has a unicorn on the front. It's not like rainbow or anything. It just says
right.
missing unicorn. It's a riot there. It's awesome because unicorn means generally a single female.
Who likes to play with couples.
Who likes to play, with, likes couples to play with couples or other females or
yep.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two unicorns could be together,
yep.
hook up. That's always fun to watch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people do not know that term.
Yeah.
And now they do.
Yes. And the male counterpart of unicorn.
I like to call you guys bucks.
I but
like
I think
to call
the official term is bulls.
Some people say
is
bulls.
It?
Some
yeah.
people say swingles. Some people, I know you don't like that term.
Most
you know
people
don't
just
be a
say,
I'm not
single
being a judger.
Male.
Which,
or single male.
Yeah.
90% of the time,
like
they're called
have,
single males.
I like to have whimsical terms or, you know, forest terms.
You? No. You're not whimsical at all.
Whimsy.
Whimsy.
There's no whimsy.
Stick your whim in my sickle. So the whole single male thing, you started out at club as a single male.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go for you?
It went really, really well. I think we've addressed this before.
Yeah.
But I, you know, was a very, very lucky guy.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun and until I met my beautiful girlfriend and still have a lot more fun too.
Yeah.
And it's even enhanced now because it's different being in a relationship. I think the experiences are of a higher quality.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are developing, I think, more friendships.
Sure.
As a couple.
Sure.
Just as a single guy, you have a lot of random shit that just happens.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because you basically take whatever you can get.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a whole episode devoted to single males, yes. Which is one of my favorite topics, is the single and the lifestyle. Because there's a lot of people that get into swapping and swinging and polyamory to fulfill the fantasy of having a third person in their sex play. And It's crucial how you treat that person because they are not just a Hitachi with an extension cord attached
to it. Very true.
You know, you
true.
Can't just fucking put
absolutely
them in a drawer.
Absolutely true.
I did have an experience where a couple was like, yeah, come play with us. Great. Wasn't that great of an experience overall. I mean, did the trick, but generally speaking, I've had better. But like right as soon as she was done, they basically kind of ditched me. Like, okay, we're going to be over here now. And it left kind of bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, there was no like follow up.
I've heard that a couple times.
Post play,
post
conversation. Yeah. And I was like, I shouldn't feel weird about this. I mean,
yeah, you should.
Sure, maybe I should have. I did. And I don't know, just a bad taste in my mouth. Fortunately, I never saw them there again. But
all right.
They just treated you like a piece of
meat. Yeah,
that
kind of like I got used. Okay, bye. Yeah.
From several single males, that happens a lot.
I've seen it happen, but that never happened to me until that one.
Until that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've heard also from single females who, you know, it's kind of just assumed that if you're single female, then, you know, guys can just approach you and like literally like walk up and say, hey, want to go fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually witnessed that a couple times.
Oh, I have too. Yeah.
Just like right in the middle of a conversation that I'm actually having with somebody.
I've
and
seen
just
it
like
where
a dude
they
walks up and goes,
thing.
Hey, you want to fuck? Or you want to go up to, you want to go up to the hot tubs and then fuck? Like, could you maybe introduce yourself?
Like, you know what? Sometimes that's not necessary. Don't be a judger.
Seriously? Yeah, but that was what that's what she said.
No, I know. That's what she said.
You know?
I'm sure there's some girls that like
no,
it.
I
and
know
it's that. Like, it's frustrating. And then there's also the idea that, you know, oh, so you've played with a couple and you're single. So the next time the couple wants to play with you, then you should just be available. And also assumed, I guess, you have an on-off switch and you can just be put back in a box because you're a fucking toy at that point, which that's just fucking wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
singles
that's,
are not toys.
So you need to think about that kind of crap because they are people just
that,
like you, just like your partner. They're people.
Yeah.
They
and
go
that's
home
one
by
of the
themselves.
That I really try and reiterate to the singles that I hang out with and love that, you know, they need to establish their own boundaries as well. Boundaries aren't just, and agreements aren't just for couples. You have agreements with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, have agreements that you want to make sure you adhere to, and they're not negotiable.
But there's like also, you know, there's also being aware as a couple that the other person that you're trying to play with has to, you know, they have their existence as well, and they have their boundaries, and you need to find out what those are. It's incumbent on the single to communicate their boundaries, but it's incumbent upon you as the couple that's trying to get with the single to ask, to talk, to define, it's not just a thing where you can just assume that this, you know, this is going to happen, and or assume that it's going to happen again.
And if you don't know how to negotiate that, or sorry, I know you don't like the word negotiate. If you don't know how to broach that topic with a single person or another couple that you want to play with, then that means that your agreements and your boundaries haven't been completely figured out yet.
Right.
Because if you are not comfortable talking to someone,
yeah,
you like, shouldn't be there.
Captain well, that's Jack, a huge. What are some of your agreements and boundaries within your relationship dynamic?
We don't play separately.
Okay.
We're always protected. There's no bullet rule. I know that's the same one you guys have.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What is the no bullet rule?
That
mean for
we're not taking a bullet for the other one just because one of the couple, the male or female, is hot.
Right.
And your partner wants to get with that. You don't just like take a bullet and play with the other person that you're not really attracted to.
Sure.
And, right. You know, which I know happens, but nope, not going to do that.
Yep. That's actually what led to me and Freckles playing separately.
Mm-hmm.
Was that it's like, well, I'm not going to hold you back mm-hmm. from that. You know, if you want to get with that, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I never noticed guys before when I was a single there. I never really paid attention to them too much.
Mm-hmm.
I only paid attention with the women that were with them. I mean, I talked to them. I get in good graces with them. But as far as their attractiveness factor,
Oh, okay.
It never fazed me until I was a couple.
Uh-huh.
And I would see a couple walk through. She's smoking hot. I'd be like, oh, hey, check them out. Really never giving a good look to the guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which,
mm-hmm.
if I honestly took a look, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's just ruled out completely. And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More so than you would think. More so than the other way around. Where she's like, oh, yeah, I really like him. And like, oh, no, not her. Not going to go there.
We've had that. Mm-hmm. We've had that quite a few times, actually, where I was into the dude. But really? I like it weird and sloppy, so.
Yay.
But yeah, there's been a couple of situations where it's like, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily even like a, you know, physical attraction thing. There's something that I've had a conversation with that person and they really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That can be a big thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
Or I've seen them how they treat other people and I'm not going down that road.
Yeah.
Which is.
Yeah. And that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
And that, I think that's the difference too between, so there's different ways that you can engage with people in different sectors of the lifestyle. There's as many flavors for polyamory and swinging as there are people out there. So we're not trying to put anybody in a box or say you're not doing it right or anything like that, because it works different for different people. And swinging has typically, historically been just the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, one night stands, hook up with somebody and go on your merry way and not worry about it. Very animalistic, carnal needs met.
It still happens to a certain
extent. It does. Physical attraction and chemistry and stuff. Well, obviously, I talked about the, you know, fucking somebody to sleep last week. So, and then there's what I would consider our club to be fostering, which is more of the progressive swinging. So it's not quite polyamory where you have a devotion or a true love for someone,
mm-hmm.
A romantic love, you know, because you can have a friendship love with people and it's not that deep pining that you get with more romantic type love.
Yeah.
So progressive swinging is more like what you were talking about, wanting to go out on dates and get to know people and hang out and be friends. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to know what you're sticking your dick in.
And you become mm-hmm. friends with them over time. And that,
I mean, how can you not?
That enhances the play overall, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
It can also take away from it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because sometimes you get to know somebody and it's like, wow, they're a jerk.
And it's fun to get to know
I'm sorry. I don't know. You're right.
It's fun to know people and then go out to the vanilla world.
Oh, God.
And so it's kind of like you have this kind
that
of elitist
shit is
club.
So much goddamn fun.
It's so much fun. You can.
Hi, vanillas.
Fuck with the muggles.
Oh, you totally screw with them. You totally screw with them. We're walking out of the club and the girls are kissing all over each other. And I'm kissing one girl and then kissing the other girl.
I like
girl
when we go out in a big group and then
people
like,
are like look at us.
I'll
like,
go
what's going
I'll go around
here?
And like grab the guy's asses, and like the last time a whole bunch of us went out, all the girls went in the bathroom and like did a booby shot for somebody that wasn't there. So like we lifted our shirts and took a picture and then sent it to them.
Booby selfie.
Booby selfie. Yeah. In the bathroom at this dive bar.
Why did I not get this picture?
I don't know. I didn't either.
You weren't on the list.
I wasn't on the list. I think I was at the dive bar and I wasn't on the list.
Yeah. No boys allowed.
Oh, you sent it to a girl?
That's no.
Fine. No. No.
I asked permission. I asked if it was okay. I don't need your permission for shit.
Right. I don't own you.
And that's essentially what it boils down to is ownership, I think.
A lot of it.
Yeah. It's like we've come to a place where we're kind of bucking society and we don't own each other.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. there's a little bit of like you can tell to a certain extent how long somebody has been or whether they're new when their reaction to questions or their reaction to is, you know, it's like I should check to see if that's okay, which may be their dynamic, but more often than not is just a matter of they haven't worked their shit out yet. They haven't worked out their agreements. They don't know. And they're thinking in terms of, well, will she give me permission to do this or will he give me permission to do that?
And sometimes when you get permission, you still get in trouble. How does that work?
Fuck that. But it's true. Yes.
How does that work?
What? Sometimes you get permission and you still get in trouble. Oh, we want to go that route.
Because women are complicated.
Oh, really? Is that
sometimes
did
guys
you
can be.
Did you really just fucking say that? Did you seriously?
The spotlight
just say
is
that
off me now. And fuck yeah.
If you were not so complicated, we would not love you so much.
Yeah.
Nice
so,
one.
So, guess what? I'm the one that asked permission and he's the one that freaked out.
That's right. I did.
Yep, cried like a little schoolgirl.
Thank you for that.
Okay,
I know. I have such a manly persona on the
phone. Are complicated.
Side.
What's complicated?
Freckles.
Freckles.
Freckles are
complicated.
Freckles are complicated. That's right. We are a collective.
We are legion.
A gentle, we complicated flower.
Aw, that's nice, Captain Jack. Thank you.
So what happened? So we had negotiated. So how did you get into the lifestyle? Captain Jack.
We've talked about this in the past, I think, but it was through performing, and I met some couples that introduced me to, hey, this actually happens.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Guess
not
what? Those
people
college. That just walked in the bar? Yeah, we play with them. Oh, yeah, we play with them. They're all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like in my backyard here? Whoa. Mind blown. Then my best friend at the time, she knew of New Horizons and... Mm-hmm. Pointed me in the right direction, and that's how I got introduced.
Yeah, I got a job offer, so we started. I started working there because I have a performance and theatrical background. So they were looking for somebody to enhance the education and entertainment program with the person that they already had, who needed an assistant. Blah blah blah.
And I came along for the ride.
Well, you know, I mean, it was, I simplify it when we do our lifestyle 101 round robin talk, for workshops and stuff like that. But, you know, I simplify it and make a joke out of it and say, I came home and I said, it's either you come with me or it's don't ask, don't tell. And it's essentially, that's what happened.
Yeah.
But there was a lot more gnashing of teeth and discussions and are we really thinking about doing this? And
in that round robin, you told a story one time that I thought was hysterical, but very appropriate, about a play partner you had, a regular play partner you had, and you go on dates with her all the time, and then one day
the jealousy
happened.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That made you jealous. It wasn't the sex.
Yeah.
And no. It was not the sex. Nope.
It was.
What was it?
Nope. I will get to that.
Okay.
Because this leads up to it, which is very interesting. So we took it really slow because I was a total slut before we got together. Like, I would tell guys flat out, I'm not faithful. You know, you're not my only one, blah, blah, blah. Or I would just not make a commitment. Or I'd just fuck around on him because I wasn't very ethical. And I apologize to anybody that's listening that I fucked around on. Sorry. I'm better now. So we took it very slow. I also like to give blowjobs. That's one of my specialties. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And guys seem to like it. I don't know if you guys like blowjobs.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. That's my line.
Shit. I've been practicing that one.
So I came to Freckles and I said, some friends of ours brought me a little treat to club. He was like 23 and super cute and hot and whatever else. And they were like, hey, do you want to play with him? I'm like, yeah, yes, please. And so I said to Freckles, hey, I want to give this guy a blowjob. We had talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
He was totally fine with it and wasn't comfortable with me going all the way upstairs. So there's like this little sneaky stairwell that's off the dance floor that nobody can really see. So I like to get blowjobs there.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You have to check that on a regular basis from now on.
Yeah. If you don't see me on the dance floor. So I was dancing with the guy and flirting and like making it happen. And then I took him up those little stairs and did my thing and came back down. And Freckles was looking at me like I'd hit him in the head with a baseball bat. It was.
Yeah.
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 What happened for you?
What happened for me?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what happened for me that night, if I'm, you know, my completely honest self, which I'm pledged to be on this hip podcast. What actually happened for me was that I was working a bar shift and the negotiation happened and I was cool with it. And an hour later when I got off my bar shift, it hadn't happened yet.
Sometimes it takes time.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm going to whisper across the table. But that was not my expectation. And, you know, it is what it is, and I have my reaction, and I, you know, I don't know that I overreacted necessarily, but it also opened up a lot of stuff for me that I then worked on, so I am much better place man now. So, but that was basically for me, that was the trigger for me, was that because we had already set up between ourselves that we were going to go up and play after I got off my bar shift. So I had set that level of expectation for myself that was going to happen. And then that hadn't happened. So it was like, well, fuck, now what the hell's going to, you know, spin and out.
End scene.
Yes. So that night ended poorly.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate, but it opened up a whole bunch of stuff for me to work on. And
so
I
was
worked
that jealousy
on
or hurt or
both?
What was it?
Both
for
yeah.
you?
There was jealousy because it was a time when I could still be triggered by perception that, well, she's out having fun while I'm working the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's...
That is an issue. We've experienced that.
I thought you had no jealousy.
No, not on my end, but... when this was kind of early on in our dating relationship, when she's introduced to the club, I think at this point we had fully swapped. We're fairly well integrated. It was still early, and this was the first time she was working. She was volunteering and doing a bar shift. And I was just out. I didn't play.
Right.
I wasn't playing without her, but I was enjoying the night on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And that night just didn't end well because there was this jealous sense that I was having fun with people
without
flirting
her, yeah.
without her. And it really solidified we are not playing separately.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. It's just not going to, I just,
yeah.
no matter if I want to or not, it's just out of the question because I don't want to screw this up.
Right.
You know, it's a good thing, but there's without even any sexual thing happened. There was that bit of jealousy that I've experienced there. And I didn't, but she did. But
sure.
It was brought on just by somebody's working, somebody's flirting, having fun.
Yeah, welcome to our world.
Because you've just described pretty much every night at the club for me. Because she's always working.
Uh-huh.
So, fortunately, I'm able to go and play and, you know, do things on my own, which is cool.
At that time,
we weren't playing with other people by ourselves. We weren't playing with other people essentially at all. This was one of those first sojourns into, well, what is it going to be like with her doing her own thing? And what am I supposed to do while she's doing that?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I got off my shift. I went to look for her, couldn't find her. And then she was just coming down from the thing. I'm like, okay, wait, that was like an hour ago. What's, you know, so then I got up all in my head. Yeah. Freaked out. Yeah. Cried like a bitch. That's right. I did. I fucking own it. You know what I do? I own that shit. You know why? Cause I'm a man and a bitch.
I love you so hard.
Your mind went down that spiral staircase.
It went down that fucking spiral staircase, and it went down that spiral staircase fast.
Yeah.
It was fucking greased.
Yeah.
And I bottomed out and it sucked. And then I had a lot of, like, denial about having to work on shit. And, like, I got my shit worked out. I do. I fucking have it worked out.
This is your fault.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just thrashing. That's just fucking, you know, displacement and fucking projection and all kinds of shit. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I do have some shit to work out. So I worked on abandonment issues and a lot of abandonment issues, deep abandonment issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I got in really good back in with my therapist and said, okay, this I got to work on. And he's like,
his therapist is vanilla too. It's hilarious.
My therapist is so awesome. Fucking vanilla. So
he's been with
vanilla.
His therapist longer than we've been in the lifestyle. So his therapist is
a lot longer.
Like,
he's like, wait, you're doing,
why isn't your therapist paying you for
you're
these
doing
stories?
What now? You're doing, wait, what is this thing you're talking right. about? I'm like, stick with me, buddy. You can write a book. I'm going to.
For a while there, I was seeing a counselor. But then after that, after I stopped seeing her, we'd keep in touch and we would go out to coffee every once in a while. And I swear she was living vicariously through me.
Oh, sure.
She was vanilla, but she would hear all my stories and I'd tell her about the club and everything. And she loved every little bit of it. Try to get her to the club. She wants to come.
Nice.
But I think the other half won't. Yeah.
I've asked my therapist to come to the club on a open house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, just come see. Just
see it.
Because his thing, I mean, he's like, he's intrigued on a level that's like, I really should meet some of these people kind of. Because they're stories. And I'd like, you know, let's see what Freckles is hanging out and, you know, who he's hanging out with and put some, you know, faces to these names. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I could just see him there. Oh my God.
I think he'd have a fucking blast. I think he would. And I can say that knowing full well that he's never going to listen to this podcast, which is fine. So, but I'm not going to say anything disparaging because that would be uncool. So, but
there's nothing disparaging.
No. So it's like, okay, so yeah, come see the place, see what I'm talking about. You know, that this place is fucking magical. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's so much to see and there's so many different levels because his idea of what I do is based on what my descriptions are. And I've told him, of course, that we have members who have never played with other couples that have been there for 30 years. They've never played with another couple. We have members who dove right in and their marriage is dissolved as if they threw them in mm-hmm. acid.
Yeah.
We've had couples that have dived in and had a great fucking time and have, you know, are stronger than ever.
And people that have taken it super slow.
People that took it super slow. People that kind of, you know, just, you know, don't play separately, do play separately, only play separately. All kinds of shit, you know. And it's
people
it's
that
a
are
huge
just
gambit.
Voyeurs.
Yeah.
People that are just exhibitionists. They only play with their partner and then, you know, like to be watched like you. Apparently.
Ooh, yeah.
the other thing too is like I also get a little freaked out about watching other people.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because I don't like to be watched and I can't imagine why anybody would
want
to be watched.
My rule with that is if you're out in the open, I mean there's places you can go behind curtains.
Yep.
If you're out in the open, people want to stand there and watch you, it's quite all right.
Yep.
They can stand and watch. There's been no time where I've ever, like, oh, I hope nobody sees me doing this. Oh, my God. No, I want to be watched. And everybody that I've ever been with, generally speaking, they want to be watched too.
Cool.
It's a hot thing. There are some exceptions. All right. But if you're out in the open, you don't want to be watched, find a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
You can usually find one.
Not always.
True enough.
Not true always, enough. But usually can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has kind of turned to a jealousy podcast today.
A little bit.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, but that's part
that's
okay. of it.
That's actually a huge thing in 101 to deal with.
People get so freaked out about is that their relationship, they don't do this because they are so fearful that it will end their relationship because of jealousy.
Yeah.
And for me, I don't look at jealousy as a negative emotion at all. For me, it's a flag. And I entered into this thinking I don't have any jealousy issues. I don't. Like, I don't give a shit who you fuck. You just go get your freak on and we'll be good.
And I have been going and getting my freak on now.
And that is still true to this day. That is true to this day. It mm-hmm. is not ever about the sex.
So it jealousy
is not
for me
ever about the sex.
Is an emotion I have a hard time coming by.
Yeah.
Very difficult. It's very rare. And it's usually if I feel it, it's because somebody has more toys than me. That's why I'm jealous type of thing. Somebody's yeah. experienced something fun.
Then get your own damn bag.
Yeah, nice. It just doesn't really exist in me. I know I'm kind of odd when it comes to this, but I seen my girl with somebody else is freaking hot. I love it. It's awesome.
Persian.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's
Does it make
great.
You happy?
Yes, it makes me happy.
Yeah. So, like I get giddy. Like he was telling me about some adventures that he was having, and I was just like, oh my god, that's
it,
so cool.
In my head, it gets turned around. It's like my girl is so awesome. Somebody else is enjoying her too.
Yeah.
That's how awesome she is. He is really liking it.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel good because she's with me.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have this factor in there because you always play together.
Mm-hmm.
But from the point of view of, you know, your partner goes off and plays with somebody else by themselves.
Mm-hmm. So previously,
because you're not there to watch.
Previously, we were never a thing, but there was a girl that if we were both at the club mm-hmm. at the same time, mm-hmm. we would be
yeah.
together.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. kind of like an unspoken
rule.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
And there were several times where she was with somebody else, not in the same room.
Yeah.
Didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there wasn't a huge emotional component there. We were good friends.
Sure. Right.
We had a lot of fun when we were there together.
Yeah.
But there was no sense of jealousy whatsoever.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's awesome.
So I didn't really understand what jealousy was all about. And he had this play partner, this play partner who's super sweet. And I love her. And she's funny and spunky and just great gal all the way around. And he wanted to expand and start having play dates at her house on non-club days. Because one of his big rules when we first started was, we're not playing with anybody outside a club. It's not going to happen anywhere but club. And it's never going to be play dates at somebody else's house. It's never going to be play dates at our house. It's just not going to happen. So I'm like, all right, no problem. I can respect that.
So idiot.
He comes to me and he's like, his hands behind his back. He's kicking the dirt, looking down. So you know that thing I said? Yeah. Can we not do that anymore? She invited him over to his house. And
now this was before like something was eminently going to happen, like in 2 seconds.
Oh, this was way
this
before.
Oh yeah.
Like
this was
week,
like
week,
she talked to me.
Ahead.
Actually, okay. She talked to me several times about the possibility of coming over,
which is a great
to
way
her
to
house.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, well, we have this agreement that we don't play at people's houses. So, sorry, the first time. And the second time, she's like, so you want to come over? Because, you know, I'm not always going to be able to come to club and I'd really like to see you. I'm like, I don't know because it's supposed to be this agreement. And then she's like, dude, seriously, a cookie dinner or whatever. I don't care. I just want to fuck you at my house because I can't, you know, come to the club all the time. I'm like, I'll ask.
I was like, yeah, whatever,
so
I don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah, that was your rule. Bye.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. So he goes over and they have a great time and he comes home.
It was a great time.
With this big bag of leftovers because she had essentially like cooked sort of like a Thanksgiving dinner, which was awesome. You know, he had like sweet potatoes and a whole chicken, fucking pie and chicken and mashed potatoes.
It was
potatoes
awesome. The pie was fucking great.
Yeah.
She wanted to give me the ice cream. I said no.
And I'm finding myself cranky.
Now, I will have to say this because this particular partner would accentuate our playdates at the club by bringing with her a banana bread.
That was after that.
That was the first time, yeah.
Okay.
Banana bread, because I came back in, I walked her to her car after our first playdate. I came back in that
with bacon
in the house with a fucking banana bread. It was good. Oh my God. It was fucking amazing. But still, it was like, new and different.
Yeah.
And that may have been where the first tingle came from, but you know, there was that and then
the big Thanksgiving dinner.
There was yeah.
And it wasn't Thanksgiving.
No.
So chicken. It wasn't like it was leftovers.
It was good. It was good too. It was really good. Yeah.
This was all made for his
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm
how'd that make you feel?
You know
that's
what?
The
it
thing.
Was weird because I'm like, I'm not a jealous person. I don't give a shit. Like fuck whoever you want. We're good. And I was noticing like the next day I was kind of irritated when he came home and was unpacking these grocery bags of leftovers. Two grocery bags.
Wow.
Right.
Like not so just grocery bags, but like the big like
with Rubbermaid containers and
plastic reusable bags.
She made a shit ton of food, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Pack me lunches for the next week.
And she'd bring
like,
wow. Like, what the fuck?
She'd bring lunches to him at club and you know, which was it was cool. It was like, all right, that's her love language. That's the way she says I appreciate
that
you.
That is absolutely
I love
true.
You know, and it's like, okay. And I was getting irritated and just like feeling kind of yucky and then kind of like angry and pissy.
And all the while not saying a fucking
because
word.
It wasn't your fucking problem. It was my issue.
But
and that okay. was, and I had to figure out what it was.
Can I just say that?
Before I brought, what good would it have done?
I don't know, but
I could have
talked to you.
Before,
you could have,
whatever.
Could have talked
you
about
were,
it.
We were not in the space for that crap. We are way better now than we were back then.
I know.
So,
you know what? Tomorrow, we're going to be way better than
I
we
know,
were today.
I know, right? It was always better yesterday.
No. What?
It's always,
no.
Wait.
It's always better tomorrow.
Know. So.
Tomorrow is another day.
I come to the realization that I'm fucking pissed at this point. I'm like just fucking pissed off. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it until I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Son of a bitch.
You can make him do whatever you want him to do. You can suck his dick. You can fuck the shit out of him. But bitch, if you make him cupcakes, we got a problem.
So okay,
don't
so,
cook for my man.
Right?
Why? But why?
So the reason why is that I had like one of us has always either worked from home or been a stay-at-home parent. Like for we have kids, we've always done that and been that attentive homemaker, homemade dinners. You know, we're not one of those families that only eats around the table for high holidays. It's like. We want to have that sense of community with our family. So when I started working and doing this job, it was a little crazy making and didn't have the schedule and whatnot and was not able to do the Martha Stewart bullshit I had been doing, like making
true
ketchup
enough
from scratch. And, you know, so it occurred to me that she was fulfilling a need for my family. Cause like the kids would go apeshit over, like she made them monkey bread. I don't know if you've ever had monkey bread, but monkey bread is not only fun to eat.
Sounds
but it's
yummy.
Suspicious.
It's like cinnamon rolls that are wadded up and stuffed into a pan instead of rolled.
Oh, I'm all about that.
Yeah. It was
fucking
so good.
And with honey,
a pull apart bread or whatever.
And nuts. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck,
sweetie, you listening?
Yeah.
Taking notes.
Brings off a cam
she
jack
can bake like you cannot believe. Oh
yeah, yeah. So it was just the fact that she was filling a need that I previously had done and filling a role for my family, And I actually, I got to talk to her about it in a very constructive, positive way, because that's one thing that, that I have to say, people starting out in this lifestyle, keep your shit to yourself till you got it figured out and you can speak to somebody like a human being. Because if you're going to be an asshole about it, just shut up and go sit in the corner until you calm the fuck down, because do not create drama.
Right.
Like, your own crap should not be spewed on everyone in the general vicinity.
Right.
It just shouldn't. Yeah. It just shouldn't. Nobody deserves that. True. Least of all you, because you've got damage control and cleanup. And there's a lot of people that'll just be like, nope, I live in a no drama zone. You are done. You know, what kind of shit are you stepping in? You don't know. Anyway, so I was able to talk to her about it in a very constructive manner and say, I'm telling you this because I don't want you to ever change who you are for somebody else. Because had I gone to her and been like, bitch, do not make my man cupcakes, she would have stopped. She would have been respectful of that.
Yeah, let the record show that she waggled her head and threw a snap into the air.
But I think that's important for anybody. It's like, you know, really assess, am I really doing something wrong? Am I being the perpetrator of this emotion in someone? Because if you're intentionally playing head games or being duplicitous, that's one thing. But if you are just being yourself and being loving and gentle and kind and somebody's getting up in your grill about it, probably not your problem. It's probably their shit.
True.
So,
and just a note for people who are playing head games and being duplicitous.
I'm scared of the lifestyle.
Just could you just go fuck yourself right now? Figure
I don't want to run across
Take them. A break. Figure your shit out and come back.
Or not. You might just be monogamous. And that's okay.
It could be.
It's not for everybody.
But, you know, if you're being duplicitous, just stop, breathe, and think about shit. Because you can figure it out. And once you do, and you're like, okay, I can't do this. Great. That's awesome. Be monogamous. Be with the person that you love. Do it. It's fine. Great. Perfect for you. If you decide that you're a swinger and or you're polyamorous or whatever, also great. But it's going to work a lot better if you can tell the truth, honestly, every time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's hard. It's fucking hard.
You get to the point, though, where you can talk about your experience that you just had. Of course, we play together, so we're both kind of there. But it's fun to relive it when we go back home.
Is it?
Yes, it's fun to talk about what actually happened. Oh yeah, that did happen. You start telling what the other person didn't see or happened or something.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, that's cool.
And you
okay.
can get kind of hot over that too. It's
because here's the reason why Mr. Freckles and I don't play the origin story of that is that he had a couple threesomes, and I was like, well, I just want to play with a person by myself because I don't want to feel like I'm being watched. I don't want to feel like I'm putting on a show.
Back to the
yeah, exactly. Even with him, like I don't want to worry about that, and I want to just have my experience. And he was like, "Okay, well, find a guy that'll, you know," because he wanted to see. And I said, "All right, fine. So find a guy that'll fuck you while I'm watching." And I was like, "All right." So I walked up to this guy, and he was flirting with me. He's like, "You want to go upstairs?" And I'm like, my husband watch? He goes, sure. And I said, all right.
No.
You're simplifying it.
No.
I have a feeling you're simplifying it.
Because, know what? No, it's not simple. No, she's not simple. Well, maybe she's, yeah. Her thing, they were talking. He said, you want to go upstairs? She said, you have to talk to my husband.
Oh, that's true.
And he said,
I did.
Okay. So he came over to me, and he's like, can I take your wife upstairs? And I said,
without saying anything else,
pretty much,
he just come up.
He's like, "Hey, well, blunt, basically, like he's like, hey, how you doing? My name, okay, cool. I want to take your wife upstairs." And I said, "Can I watch?" He's like, "I don't care." I'm like, okay, so we went up,
and he liked being watched. The guy I was with,
yeah.
So it was hot for him,
yeah.
And
hey, guess who it wasn't hot for?
Me.
Guess who else it wasn't hot for?
Him.
You?
Yeah.
What?
Nope.
Sounds like a clusterfuck.
So yep. that was like, as we were rehashing it, I was like, so, you know, how was it for you? And he's like, yeah, it wasn't as hot as I thought it would be. I'm like, that's it. You're fucking done. You don't get to watch anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Because I was already freaked out about it. So fuck you.
This last week.
Right.
When you're out.
When you had the three couple thing going on this last week.
Yeah.
That was a barrier you broke.
Sort of. I mean,
no,
we've had experiences. You're a dick. We've had experiences where we've played with other couples.
Yes.
And the two-on-two thing for me isn't that big of a deal because that means he's occupied. They're not watching. But like
probably easier.
However, yeah. I will say this because in,
the group
again
thing was a little
in
weird
the
for
in
me.
The
I was
in
just
the,
like...
the pod of honesty here, there have been times when I have been told you were just watching us. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I was busy doing other, you know, no, you were watching. I'm like, okay. I don't remember watching. I wish I do. I wish I did now, because then I could be in trouble for something that I did.
Just nod and say, yes, I was watching.
Right, like, yes, of course, I was watching. Yes, watching. You're right. You're right. Fuck. But it was okay.
But
it
yeah,
okay.
we kind of did break down some barriers. It's, yeah. Meh.
It's fun watching you grow.
Oh, fuck you. Take a long walk off a short pair, Captain Jack.
You know how many we get a lot of, you know, because of her position and because of, you know, how we interact with people at the club, we get a lot of people who kind of assume that we've been doing this a way long time, like years longer than we have.
Well, when you're at a party twice a week,
yeah,
you see all kinds of shit.
Right.
And I... Yeah.
But
and
a lot of
it's
just logic. That's
why it's
so
logic. Much fun to talk to Norbert, because it's just like, boom.
Yeah.
Because he's seen it all.
You think you saw it all? No.
Fuck no. I have not seen it all.
When
no,
I was compared to that, man.
Yeah.
30 years ago, when I was listening to some people complaining, they sounded very much like you do now. So why don't you shut up and just get on with it?
Fuck me. God, he's right. I should just shut up and get on with it. Oh, my God.
That wasn't a bad impression.
And it sounded nothing like Norbert. I can do it.
It's
actually
better than what I can do.
All right. Last tips and tricks for life.
We talked about.
It's more of a jealousy.
You know what? I think we should just call this. I think we should just call this episode Hey Jealousy.
Hey Jealousy.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. All right.
Because that's what it's been about, and that's all good.
True. I guess, yeah. We've just kind of. So, Jealousy 101.
Jealousy 101.
If you have a jealousy story, email us.
We're not, I got a thing. We're not stopping.
We're not
done. I got a thing.
You got a thing and then we're stopping?
Yeah.
All right.
I got a thing.
Do
okay.
It.
So, we did toy bags.
Yeah.
And.
Oh.
So, we've decided that there's going to be a regular segment. When we have guests, we're going to ask them to bring their toy bags and talk about what's in them. We're going to do the same thing.
We'll let you go through it
until you learn that you need a toy bag.
Yes. No, I'm the one that goes through it.
I'm the sucker that has to discover everybody's dirty little secrets. If you'd like,
we can get some nitriles
for you.
That's cute.
We're fine.
You can just glue gloves to you.
Glove up. It's toy time. So glove up. It's toy time. So we're coming back from L.A. what? Safety first or third? I don't know. We're coming back from LA and we are at LAX and we are kind of bedraggled from our weekend. It's a chore getting to the fucking airport in the first place, but you know, they don't make anything fun for you there. So we get in line for the security stuff and we march through and we take off our shoes and all everybody TSA bullshit, theater, security theater, et cetera, et cetera. And I put my bag up on the thing and I put up all my stuff and got my bins, slide the thing through, walk through, get my body irradiated for no reason at all. And then I get to the other side and there's my bins and my bag is not on the thing. Like,
his big caterpillar bag.
I know. I had a regular size carry-on thing, but my caterpillar bag was inside it. So I look over at the screen. because you can see the screen from the backside. You know where they're like, you know, we don't let anybody see anything. We're screening, blah, blah. It's a big fucking... And the dude's like expanding things and blowing them. Burp, burp, burp. Like, well, I can identify everything in my bag. But apparently he can't. So this dude
Somebody's
comes over.
Getting an education.
This dude comes over.
They've already seen it all.
You would think.
You think, yeah.
So... This will tie in nicely with last week's podcast. So the guy comes over with my gray bag and he says, is this your bag? Holding it up to me. And I said, yes, sir, it is. And he goes, we'd like to single you out for security screening. And I said, oh, my God, thank
you. Sounds like so much fun.
I said, oh, my God, thank you. Yeah. I haven't been singled out for security screening in such a long time. I thought you guys didn't like me anymore. Blink, 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 blink. Smile. I'm like, okay. Crickets. We'll try it this way. He walks over, puts the bag on the counter. I've still got all my stuff. I'm trying to put my shoes on and stuff. And he's just like, you hang out there. I'm like, okay, don't touch your bag. I wouldn't dream of it because this is going to be fun. So he asked me, is there anything sharp in this bag that I can cut myself on? And I said, no, sir, there isn't. But I will say this. There are things you can't unsee. And he looks at me, he looks back at my bag, shrugs, starts to open it. I'm like, okay, well, there's my shoes, there's dirty clothes with the in the bag and everything. And then down at the bottom of the bag is my Caterpillar bag. He looks at it, he looks at me, he looks back at the bag. Well, what we're looking for is probably in here. I said, okay, knock yourself out. So he pulls the bag out. Anything sharp inside this bag? No. Okay. Unzips the bag. I said, again, things you can't unsee. He starts pulling out things. He pulls out my sarong. He pulls out my flip-flops, which I didn't have in my bag tonight. So, or when, what, I don't know. Anyway, so... He starts pulling things out. He gets down. He's like, he pulls out the Hitachi and the power cord. And he's holding the Hitachi up. You know, like somebody who's like, I'm so lost. I don't know what this is. I don't know where I live anymore right now. What the fuck is this?
You
thing?
Must I'm have like, back problems.
I'm like, it's a Hitachi. What do you want?
He's holding it up like the Olympic torch.
Yeah. And, you know, the power cord. The extra extension cord. What's this for? Power? It's not a lie. It is for power. It's for distance. So he reaches back into the bag and he finds the bad boy bag. And he looks at it. He pulls it out. He says, okay, so what we're looking for is probably in here. I said, you knock yourself out, son. Go for it. He opens the bag, and he puts his little blue-covered hand into the bag, and he pulls out the glass. And he holds it up by the ball. And I got to say, that's pretty fucking cool that he grabbed it by the right end. And he holds it up with three fingers in the light. And he says, sir... What is this?
Really? No, he did not say
yes,
that.
He did.
He did not
yes,
say
he
that.
Did. Yes, he fucking did. He
they
fucking
must
did.
Have seen this shit
he
before.
Said,
no.
Sir, what is this? And I said, that is a glass G-spot stimulator. They're available at Castle Superstores. They're about $15. And he stops. And he slides it back into the bag, and he puts the little black bag, the little black bad boy bag, in the little bin that he has there collected. And he looks at me. I'm going to go ahead and run this through the scanner again. I said, good. That's awesome. Thank you. Like I said, nothing to hide, but there's shit you cannot see, dude. So I stay right where I am. Finish putting my belt back in my pants and putting my shoes on and getting my other bag ready to go.
Now, was this in a side room or was
no, sir.
Out in the open?
There was the line of people that were running right past us. So there was probably half a dozen people who saw him holding up. a glass dildo at LAX.
Awesome.
LA motherfucking X, bitches. I put the X in LAX.
Best TSA story ever.
Oh, it's not done. Because he comes back with my bag and everything and says, okay, you can go. And I said, thank you very much. I hope everything wasn't too traumatic for you today. He goes, no, we've seen a lot of things. You know, okay, so he wanders off. And I turn around, and I'm facing the wall, putting stuff back in my bag, putting everything back together, zip it all back together, put the stuff together, get ready to roll, turn around, and he's standing at the end of the line where the rollers stop. And he's just standing there, like he's on break. So I walk over, and I say, hey, just a note. Remember, glass G-spot stimulator, $15 at Castle Superstores. Here's my card. And I handed him an O-Face podcast card. And the two lovely TSA agent ladies that were standing next to him on either side just fucking lost their shit. And so I walked away and I waved, good night, ladies. I'm going to go take my flight.
That's awesome.
And that's the LAX story.
So if you have questions, email them in to the O-Face podcast.
I dare you to come up with a better story than that.
Com, right?
I know.
Right?
Follow us on Twitter at the O-Face podcast. And right now, I think I'm still Freckles.
And I'm still Miss Jenga.
I'm still Captain Jack.
Yes. And remember, it's all security theater, ladies and gentlemen. Especially when you're doing the theater for the security people.
Wrap that rascal.
Yep, bye.
That looks easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Let the cops chase us around. And you know something might be found in this place. Hey, jealousy.
It's been a while since I've said that one.